Thanks so much for joining us for day number three here on KFFB's Open Mic. We do have Senator John Bozeman with us. And Senator, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. There's so much we could do. We could have you on for weeks and weeks, and it feels like it's just the tip of the iceberg. A lot of work going on. Even though it seems like the media, there's so much attention on the House, the Senate stays busy. And the implementation of the Farm Bill, let's talk about that.
Well, thank you, Bob, again, for having me. I really appreciate visiting with you. Farm Bill is so important. We're talking about in Arkansas and in most of our states, it's 25% of the economy. But if you get outside of any town of any size, it's probably 85 or 90% of the economy. So it really is a big deal. We were able to pass the bill. We did that with a record number of votes in the Senate. So it's very, very bipartisan, everybody working together to try and put the safety nets in place so that our farmers can continue to provide us the cheapest, safest food supply in the world. We can be very, very proud of that. Right now we're in the implementation phase. A lot of it has been implemented. The weather has not been well for farmers in the last year or so. We had a record number of unplanted acres just because of started raining about harvest time last year and really hasn't let up. And so as a result, a lot of farmers weren't able to get out in the fields. There's a safety net in place to help them with that. So these things really are very, very important, not only to the farm community, but so much to our state that is so dependent, particularly in rural America, so dependent on the agricultural community.
Well, let's talk about the trade. You know, trade comes into this as well. We hear so much talk about the China trade and the trade war there. What are some of your thoughts on that?
You know, I ran on getting tough with China. The Chinese government lies, cheats, steals, they manipulate. They don't play by the rules. And I think everybody agrees with that. And so as a result, the president said that he would get tough with them. To his credit, he has. As a result, he's made it such that he's really affected their economy. So they're willing to talk. My advice, and I think so many others now in Congress, has been lately, you've got their attention. You know, you're moving in the right direction, but it's time to wrap it up because the tariffs really have affected not only the farm community, but so many other manufacturers. And, you know, just the list goes on and on. Trade is very, very important to our nation. So the good news is that the president is working hard to do this. I was at lunch with a group with him last Thursday, I guess, and had a great discussion. And I feel, you know, that they really are moving in the right direction. The problem is what's happened, the Chinese, as a result of the trade war, have quit buying ag products. They're such a huge country, such a huge market that really has affected the farmers and the price of commodities. So we're working hard to get it settled. Once we get that settled, that'll be a great help to the ag community. And that's really a very, very positive thing for Arkansas.
And then also the passing of the U.S.-Mexican-Canadian trade agreement.
Yes.
That was very important as well.
It's really important, and it's all done. We just need to get Speaker Pelosi to put it on the floor of the House instead of dealing with some of this other stuff that they're dealing with. And so hopefully, you know, she keeps saying that she's in favor of getting it done. It's very, very important for the state of California. They're our biggest trading partners. And really what hurts people so much, Bob, is that there's a lot of people trying to make decisions. If they don't know what the trade policy is going to be, they can't make those decisions. So this uncertainty is really affecting our economy. If we can get these things settled, you know, this could drive our economy up, a significant amount. I was with the head of the Federal Reserve, and he was talking about this, how we needed to get the uncertainty with the USMCA and the China situation, that would dramatically improve the economy, not only for farmers, but for all of us. So again, these things are important. And the good news is the president understands and is working hard to get it done. In regard to China, in regard to USMCA, we're working much better deals. These things had some problems, and the president's worked hard to try and make it such that we have a much more level playing field for America.
Now, Senator, you know, there's so many important issues that we talk about each and every time we get together. And, you know, in the coffee shop, that's something I always bring back to you about the coffee shop talk. And, you know, we've talked to some very important things, but they want to know your opinion of the future of Razorback football. So we want to get your opinion.
You know, I think the future's got to be better than it is. You know, I think we're at a low point right now, but I think that they made a wise decision. Go ahead and making a change. You know, I was at the Western Kentucky game, and when you're there and there's simply nobody there, you got a problem. Hunter Yershek, I think, is going to do a good job of finding us a coach. The rest of our programs are doing great. Basketball's moving in the right direction. Our women's sports are just doing tremendously. Track, that's the longest sports dynasty in history. Baseball, again, is doing very, very well. So we need to get our football program going. And you're right. You know, we can talk about all these other things, but most of the state around the breakfast, the local cafe, they're talking about who the next football coach is going to be. And so it's going to be interesting, and well, I've got a lot of confidence in our athletic director to get us somebody that's going to start winning some ball games.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun for sure to be watching what's going to happen. Like you said, it's only looking up from here, that's for sure. So,
no, it is. And, you know, it's sad. You know, you always have to remember those young people, and I've been there, done that, but it's a lot of hard work. And you always have to remember that the young people are doing the best that they can do. But leadership makes a big difference. We've seen that, you know, with so many other teams. And so we're looking forward to getting somebody that will lead the program. There's nobody, no state better in getting behind. We're blessed, you know, in having such support in the state for the Razorbacks. So hopefully we can get it ironed out.
Well, Senator, we appreciate you taking time and talking with us, and we'll talk about the next coffee shop talk next month here.
Well, thank you so much for having me, as always, Bob. We appreciate it.